This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. Three people missing in landslide at Ruby Valley Rural Municipality in Dhading. Communication Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki says government is committed to saving lives of citizens, and Nigeria lifts Twitter ban after 7 months. Now the news in detail. Three people are missing in a landslide near Puru of Tipling, ward number 1 in Ruby Valley Rural Municipality of Dhading District last night. A excavator has also been buried by the landslide occurred while constructing a road from Labdung to Linzo. The incident site is 2 days' trek from Dhading BC, the district headquarters, and the road is being constructed to connect to the remote areas. Deputy Superintendent of Police Jagesur Bhandari of the District Police Office Dhading said Nepal police personnel and locals are on their way to the incident site and additional information about the incident is awaited. A teacher based in local Tipling, Nara Bahadur Ghale, said a search is on for the missing persons. Those missing in the incident are the excavator driver, his assistant and a local person. Minister for Communications and Information Technology and spokesperson of the government, Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, has said that the government is committed to saving the lives of the citizens. Via his social network, spokesperson Karki said that the government has mobilized all the mechanism to control the corona infection. Spokesperson Karki said that the vaccination campaign has been expedited and urged all to adopt health standards. Spokesperson Karki is in home isolation after undergoing contact tracing. The risk of coronavirus infection has gradually heightened in Baki due to loose regulation in the movement along the Nepal-India open border. Though people entering via Nepalganj-based Jamunaha checkpoint have gone through coronavirus test, the movement of the people through open entry points based in other rural areas have been grossly unregulated. Resource person at District COVID-19 Crisis Management Center Tez Ali said that the Nepali people returning from India lately are found to have diagnosed with coronavirus infection in an increasing manner. He further informed that 27 new cases of coronavirus were detected at Jamunaha checkpoint on Wednesday. In view of the rise in the infection rate, the district administration office has issued order not to crowd up and follow the health safety protocol in the district. A new oxygen generation plant has started production after its successful installation at Katkua Municipal Hospital in Birendranagar. Hospital sources say the medical oxygen plant that was set up at the cost of around 150 million underwent a successful test production. As informed, Birendranagar municipality had started installing the plant in collaboration with Chaudhary Group when the graph of coronavirus infection had reached a top in the second wave of the pandemic. The plant will surely augment the province capacity to respond to the COVID pandemic in future days as well. Prince Dahal of Nepal has made a history in badminton by climbing to a top ranking in world's junior badminton. The 19-year-old Dahal ascended to the top position for the first time as per the ranking of men's junior announced by the Badminton World Federation. He has secured 10,500 points to clinch the top position in junior badminton. This is the biggest success Nepali badminton has ever gained at the international level. Dahal has been playing badminton since he was 5. Dahal's maternal uncle and manager Kamalesh Nirola said the top global ranking Prince achieved is a remarkable achievement for him and the country as well. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Nigeria has lifted its ban on Twitter 7 months after clamping down on the social networking site. Nigeria's government suspended Twitter last June after the company deleted a tweet by President Muhammadu Buhari about punishing regional secessionist. Authorities accused the social media firm of siding with the secessionist, but the government said it was reversing the ban after Twitter agreed to conditions including opening a local office in Nigeria. The move allows millions of people in Africa's most populous nation to use the platform again. The move last year by Nigeria's government sparked international outcry over freedom of speech. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson is facing calls from senior Tories to stand down as Prime Minister after he admitted attending a drinks party during lockdown. The Prime Minister apologized for the way he handled the event in the Downing Street Garden in 2020 and said he understood the public's rage over it. Cabinet members, including Deputy Prime Minister Dominic Raab, rallied around Johnson. Rose, an MP and an MSP, said he had a difficult conversation with Johnson after the Prime Minister apologized earlier on Wednesday in the House of Commons. Global COVID-19 cases reached a record high last week, according to World Health Organization WHO, with 15 million people testing positive for the coronavirus in the 7 days to 9th of January. The figure marks a 55% increase from the previous 7 days, WHO Chief Tedros Ghebreyesus said on Wednesday, adding that the huge spike was being driven by the Omicron variant. The WHO Chief's comments came as Dutch Foreign Minister announced he had tested positive for COVID-19, and teachers in France launched a strike over the government chaotic virus strategy for schools. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Three people missing in landslide at Ruvi Valley, Rural Municipality in Dharding. Communication Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki says government is committed to saving lives of citizens and Nigeria leaves Twitter ban after 7 months. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.